Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Doms and Foxtrot, which Doms and Foxtrot, without any further notice, just told their employees that they are closed and that those people don't have jobs. I was surprised about that, but maybe not as surprised as Henry Fugit was, a former now Doms employee. He's on a phone line now. And Henry, just give us a few minutes. Thank you for joining us and telling us about your experience. How long did you work at Doms?
Yeah, thank you for having me. I worked at Doms, the Lincoln Park store, since November 2021.
So almost as long as they were open, right?
Yeah, just a few months after. It was a brand new when I got there.
And I know of Doms, but maybe some folks don't. What kind of a store was that?
So Doms was kind of a hip concept by some guys formerly of Mariano's, including Bob Mariano's and also Dominic's.
Yep.
So Don Fitzgerald and Jay Owen were the original big three. And, you know, it was kind of a hip grocery store, but there was also a big central kitchen where there was, like, Roman-style pizza, you know, fresh sandwiches, sushi, that sort of thing.
The food in there was so good. I went to the one in Lincoln Park, right? Is that one of the locations?
Yep, Halstead and Diversey, where that was the first store.
Wow, that the food, the wine, the beverage, the display, the very marketing in the store of food. You couldn't leave there with an empty basket or an empty stomach, for that matter. It was a great place to shop and to buy foods. And every time I was in there, it was packed. Did you have any sense the business was faltering?
I can't say I did. You know, it was always busy. We would keep track of, you know, department records, store records, and we were, you know, regularly beating last year's numbers and so forth all the time. And we were, you know, it seemed like up and up and up, especially after the merger back in November. It seemed like big things were happening. The merger with Foxtrot, big things seemed to be happening. There wasn't really much of a big warning sign until kind of the very end.
Do you wonder if maybe it was the merger with Foxtrot that saddled Doms with more than it could handle? I mean, do you have any sense of why suddenly Doms closed?
And not really, because, you know, I was talking to some of my friends who were there on the very last day, and, you know, they were saying, like, the public basically knows about as much as we do as far as why, because we weren't given a reason why. We were just told it was all over. And, yeah, so, I mean, that probably had something to do with it.
You got a phone call. You told me off the air. You got a phone call from your manager and just said, don't come back, don't come in, we are closed, and that's all I know, right?
Yeah, that was it. So I was actually out of town. I was in L.A., and my manager called me, which was unusual. They told me the news, and I went to my friends who I was staying with in L.A., and I said, I don't have a job to go back to in Chicago.
I appreciate that at least they told you personally. Sometimes there are less personal ways of telling employees they no longer have a job, but you and your colleagues are out. There is a lawsuit. Do you know anything about that? Will you be participating in that?
Yes, I do plan to. I've already, a employee of Foxtrot, who I've never met, and I don't know anyone who's met them because there wasn't much communication between the two stores, really. They had contacted a lawyer regarding the WARN Act because Outfox failed to give us a 60-day warning at closure for a company of that size and for full-time employees that's required. So they have already contacted a lawyer, and then I've emailed them, and I've had a lot of my coworkers reach out to that. So the wheels are turning on that. We'll see where that leads.
Yeah, you mentioned the WARN Act. I'm reading from Talia Soglin's story in the Tribune. The federal WARN Act, W-A-R-N, requires employers with 100 or more full-time workers to provide at least 60 days advance notice of certain worksite closures or mass layoffs affecting at least 50 employees. They had more than 50 employees. It would seem to me like you're due at least something here. Henry, that's all the time we have today. Anything else you think we should know or that you can pass along about the Dom's closing?
Well, I just want to say the people in the store, the way that they were let go was, it was just a, you know, it was a group Zoom call or an Outlook call, and they were just all in the break room, and then there was the corporate people at the downtown office, and they said that was it, and they asked us to take out the trash, and then they hung up. That was how most people got the news, at least in the Lincoln Park store. And I think there were a lot of people on the call, a lot of people corporate all over the country at Foxtrot, so I want to message that out, that that was how the news was broken to.
I'm sorry, you just said on a Zoom call or a group chat, they said, take out the trash on your way out, and then they hung up the Zoom call?
More or less, that was it. They kind of broke it down, and they said, if you could take out the trash, lock the doors, and then it was kind of an abrupt hang-up. I've seen a video of that.
Well, I'm sorry to hear all of that. My best wishes to you and all of those people, Henry. It's no fun to lose your job, particularly.
We'll be okay.
Yeah. Good luck to you. Henry Fugate, former employee at Dom's. Henry, thanks for your time today.
Thank you.
You bet.
Thank you.